134. Talk at home of Mr. and Mrs. Edward B. Kinney. 2nd December, 1912. 780 West End Avenue, New York. Notes by Edna McKinney. These are the days of my farewell to you, for I am sailing on the 5th of the month. Wherever I went in this country, I returned always to New York City. This is my 4th or 5th visit here, and now I'm going away to the Orient. It will be difficult for me to visit this country again, except it be the will of God. I must therefore give you my instructions and exhortations today, and these are none other than the teachings of Baha'u'llah. You must manifest complete love and affection toward all mankind. Do not exalt yourselves above others, but consider all as your equals, recognizing them as the servants of one God. Know that God is compassionate toward all. Therefore, love all from the depths of your hearts. Prefer all religionists before yourselves. Be filled with love for every race, and be kind toward the people of all nationalities. Never speak disparagingly of others, but praise without distinction. Pollute not your tongues by speaking evil of another. Recognize your enemies as friends, and consider those who wish you evil as wishers of good. You must not see evil as evil, and then compromise with your opinion, for to treat in a smooth, kindly way one whom you consider evil or an enemy is hypocrisy, and this is not worthy or allowable. You must consider your enemies as your friends, look upon your evil wishers as your well wishers, and treat them accordingly. Act in such a way that your heart may be free from hatred. Let not your heart be offended with anyone. If someone commits an error and wrong toward you, you must instantly forgive him. Do not complain of others. Refrain from reprimanding them, and if you wish to give admonition or advice, let it be offered in such a way that it will not burden the bearer. Turn all your thoughts toward bringing joy to hearts. Beware, beware, lest ye offend any heart. Assist the world of humanity as much as possible. Be the source of consolation to every sad one, assist every weak one, be helpful to every indigent one, care for every sick one. Be the cause of glorification to every lowly one, and shelter those who are overshadowed by fear. In brief, let each one of you be as a lamp shining forth with the light of the virtues of the world of humanity. Be trustworthy, sincere, affectionate, and replete with chastity. Be illumined, be spiritual, be divine, be glorious, be quickened of God, be a Baha'i.